Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell Reed, and my co-host, Wynne Sheltimer. This week's interview is one of four special programs that we are broadcasting to mark Poetry Month, celebrated, of course, in April. As usual, we're about to visit with a local author, get an introduction to their work, take a glimpse into their lives, find out what prompts them to write, and give them an opportunity to read from their work. Today we are very pleased to welcome Ted Amston, Coburg's current Poet Laureate. Ted has been Coburg's Poet Laureate since 2011, but has been involved with Coburg's poetry community for a number of years as a leading light of the Coburg Poetry Workshop, and more recently, PIX, Poetry in Coburg Spaces. These organizations have brought poetry into the everyday lives of Coburg citizens and attract the outside world, poets, publishers, and a general audience to events held here. In his speech of acceptance for the position of Poet Laureate, Ted said that over 90 poets a year read in Coburg and over 900 poems are shared with public audiences. Though Ted had ambitions to write while in university and afterwards worked as a copywriter, his main focus over many years has been photography. He worked for Northumberland Today and its predecessors for 23 years as a photojournalist, and he still runs a photographic business. Now, however, it's his duty to write poems on behalf of Coburg as the third laureate of the city, and perhaps, too, he has more time as an independent business owner to write more poetry as a private person. Is that true, Ted?
No, absolutely. Yes.
How often do you write poems as Poet Laureate, and is your public poetry different from that which you write as a private person?
Ah, big question. Thank you for having me today. I'm quite happy to be here. The difference between my poetry and what I write for the town, there's very much a civic responsibility when one's the Poet Laureate. So I interpret it mainly to have sort of a historical perspective and one that embraces activities of the town. So to date, I've written about 12 pieces that have been reflections upon Coburg, as well as some humor. I mean, I wrote a very long poem about the roundabout, which was a humorous poem poking much fun at the town. But other pieces about musings upon a harbor and other things have been very much meditations upon the town. I do feel a slight constriction. Of course, I don't swear or do anything like that in my poetry. I'm talking to a general audience. It's a large audience when I read, and it's not people that are necessarily poetically literate, so I have to keep everything like that in mind.
So when you accepted the Poet Laureate's job, you made some strong arguments for the importance of poetry in communal life. What can poets and poems contribute to our civic well-being?
Well, I think poetry should be in everybody's life, and that's part of the reason that my legacy project is the PIX, Poetry in Coburg Spaces. It's our little organization umbrella that allows us to bring poetry out into the public eye.
Okay. You also drew attention to two different elements in your poetry by saying that as a result of your appointment, a sense of play and fun was afoot, and that, to quote you, equally, poetry is the true language of our humanity, the plaintive call of human souls accepting their final separateness, but is also a communal murmur of satisfaction with the joys of physical being, and overwhelmingly, it's a call for contact between us all. Has your experience as laureate worn out this analysis of what poetry is?
Wow.
Yes, you didn't remember saying it.
Wow. That's great. That says everything right there. No. You know, people, A, they're amazed that I'm a poet, and B, a lot of what I learned in the newspaper with confronting people and coming right out is helps me in this case. And you have to bring poetry to people. A lot of people think of it as very ancient art that it don't have anything to do with. Recently, we brought poetry to Coburg people with the Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And I read a poem to a couple, which I just stopped in the street and said, let me read your poem. And at the end of it, the woman said, that's the first time a man has read a poem to me. And she's standing there with her boyfriend. I thought, oh, you know, I'm happy to have done it, but that's sort of sad.
Is writing public poetry a challenge then? And what are the pleasures to be found in it?
No, it's not a challenge. It's like, you know, 23 years in the newspaper business, you learn that the pictures you're producing aren't necessarily... it's not going to necessarily honor all your picadillos, but it's certainly going to be of interest to other people. So you, and I think it's part of the maturing process too, you learn to winnow out what's not, you know, relevant. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I will confess, I have written two speeches for the levees in Coburg, and I've thrown them both out because I realized I was being much too ironic and too dark with my sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And so I had to call myself back there. But the poetry has not been a problem because, as you'll see when I read some of it, I'm able to integrate what I write with experience in town.
Okay, why don't you show us? We'd like to hear some poetry. That would be great.
Okay, so here's a simple one I wrote about coming through the doors of Victoria Hall, and it's called When Last Through These Doors. Wonder-filled, camera-clad, what little thoughts I had. There were greetings, the town crier in blue with his yellow clapper, mayors laughing, people chatting, smiles pulled me in. When last through these doors, party frilled the prom-growers, boys to men in their preset ties, daughters as women with roaring eyes, carried me forward. When last through these doors, the petty-faced and smiling thieves, their walk of grief with counsel, towards stern judges shook me. When last through these doors, I burst. Those who tend and mend, twirl and decorate, animate, educate, gathered round me with artful ceremony. When last through these doors, seeking, needing, my place in a civic sense of things unsure, these doors opened heavily but easily. When last through these doors. Okay, so this is Up With My Timmies. I wrote this for something for town council. Normally I don't give any kind of plug to commercial organizations of my poetry, but in this case I do. Up with my timmies. Up earlier than the man with the two dogs. I saw dark land agree with arriving gray to share the sunrise for the length of time it takes to cook breakfast. From the direction of spring, I gulped a fresh sight, blood orange sneaking free of the bed cover of clouds. The squished hot spot rose rush hour fast, gilding wave forms. Oh, that planetary headlight blinded me. Wondering why I was up before even the mare, I remembered. My mother's the cause. She gave me a seasonal ticket for all Earth drama, a limited time offer to romp and play in this gigantic revolving greenhouse that's located, thankfully, nowhere near the edge of space. I'd come to the entrance this morning, the water's edge, to get my ticket punched with a sunny winter dot, a warm eyeful that rose out of my coffee like an orange timbit.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful. Shall we take a break?